Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting in order of Medina Township Trustees. This is a special meeting for March 22nd of 2021. The time now is 6:08 p.m. May I please have a roll call?
Mr. Stopa?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Radis?
Here.
The reason for this special meeting was for approval of payroll. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll check dated 3/22 of 2021. And total amount's going to be $34,192.67 with $5,393.54 in withholdings, liabilities, and deductions.
Second.
Discussion?
Did we fix everything that we needed fixed because of this special meeting?
The other half. This is for the first section.
All right, so this part we're good with.
Do you want to incorporate, do you want to amend the motion to incorporate the two-page document?
I will amend my motion to include the two-page document as presented.
Okay. Second.
So, yes, this does not include four officers' pay.
Okay.
And this also does not include longevity for one officer. But otherwise, this is the timesheets that were correct minus accruals that are obviously still not correct.
Correct.
Those were that we discussed at length last meeting, so I won't even get into that.
Okay.
Now, we can discuss what we're going to do with that, but you guys can pick up.
Were the paychecks digital timesheets correct?
No. Well, yes and no, but because there was one officer that worked a different schedule, and the department head was told that if his schedule changed, he needed to go in there and adjust the visual scheduler, because, again, I know I've talked to the board about this, with the rounding for the 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after, it rounds to the schedule. And
so if you don't have the right schedule, then every second is overtime.
Exactly. And this department head did not do that. And so this officer was paid overtime, which he should not have been. So it did not match the payroll form that was turned in.
I'm not going to argue in regards to that, Angela, but I did review it. That was the last pay sheet to be reviewed. And that was correct. It was at his 64 hours. There was no different, there was no whatever we had decided. So
it was different on paychecks.
No, paychecks, it said 64 without the 0.3. If we're talking about the same officer.
It did not say 6, it had a different amount, right?
And Angela, because I went through, that was one of the things when you asked me, and I'm not going to argue, it is what it is.
I can show you on it.
It's fine.
Locked the time cards.
And like I said, Angela, it is what it is at this time. I'm not going to argue. We'll just get this through and then.
Hold on, wait, there's no argument. I locked the time card so that we could review them. It did not match. What do you mean? You don't, it was not the same amount. So you can't, this, like, it's in black and white. You can't argue it. There was a 0.03 difference.
But for this
you just said it matched.
Angela, when I reviewed it the very first time, it matched. I even looked back at the greens to make sure. That was when you sent it back for some of the other ones. That was the first thing I did on all of them, was go back and check the green slides to make sure they all matched up. They all matched up except for one, and I
two.
Moved and adjusted
two
it.
On that one?
I adjusted the one on it because that was the only one that didn't match up.
Mike, there were two,
okay.
And it caused it caused overtime on 2 days. So,
it is what it is. Let's just get through this payroll and then.
Hold on, what do you mean it is what it is? Like, you're telling me, you're sitting here telling the public that it
Angel,
matched,
because when I look at it, it showed the 64 and there was no 0.03 on it when I looked at it on that Monday. And then when it got kicked back for other ones, that's the first thing I did.
There's an audit trail on all this, so
you went
can
back
see.
And looked at the greens.
Okay, there's an audit trail that you can see every single thing. There was no audit done on it.
Okay, that's fine.
What do you mean that's fine?
Angela, from what I remember looking at them, I saw the 64. I did not see the 0.03.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have saw that, it would have been that would have been something that would have drawn my attention to look at it, because it wasn't a normal number. But like I said, Angela,
there's a department head in place to be looking at these, and then you on top of it. You both missed it. You can go back and look at the
audit
trail.
I will go back and look. That's fine.
I am telling you,
okay.
Like, you're going to sit here and act like this was not there. It was there. And by the way, time card's locked, so nobody can make changes now. And
correct.
Whatever was there, was there. So you can sit here and you can pretend that this did not happen, but it happened. And I don't appreciate you sitting there telling me what was right in front of all of our faces was not there.
Can we get back to my question, though? There was one error on paychecks.
No. There were, on that particular timesheet, there were two errors. Not on paychecks.
What I'm concerned is, we made a motion, I think, and said paychecks time would be the time clock of record.
Well, no, because that officer should not have gotten overtime because he didn't work those hours.
Okay, so that one was wrong. Who else's was wrong? That's what I'm trying to get at.
You want names?
No.
I'm saying one of them you stated was correct on paychecks, but on the written sheet, it was wrong. So you didn't know which one was which.
Yeah, I can't, you guys. Just for the public's knowledge, I was submitted three different versions of timesheets this week. Three different versions. There is no telling what is right and what is wrong here. I can't make heads or tails of this. This is ridiculous. And this has been going on for 24 months and six pays now. 24 plus, so it's 24 months plus a six additional pays. I can't even make heads or tails of it anymore.
My question, though, is paychecks is the record that we decided to use.
Partially.
We're clear.
No, we can't just rely on that because of the comp to accrue, the accrual to comp, the sick, the personal, the vacation.
And I don't want to get in an argument about that again.
I don't think you understand how it works.
That could be.
Mike didn't, because of the one officer and the overtime, because of the personal.
Yes.
There are so many intricacies.
I did not realize, because a road department gets, but the police department does not. So I had confusion on that. That I will say that was my mistake on that one, because I was confused in regards to one department gets it, one doesn't.
Mike, can I ask
and
you something?
And everything like that.
And I'm going to say this in the nicest way possible. Is it your mistake? Is it the department head's mistake?
It's Angela. It goes, and I'm ultimately the one that signs off on it before it comes to you. So
but why are we in this boat? Because we should have had the accruals in there, right? We would have been just doing drop-down bids, correct?
Right.
And it wouldn't have been an issue.
So why haven't you made the department head get those done?
Well, truly, it's clear. In our handbook, it says it's your job.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not.
Okay. It does.
Okay, Mark.
No.
It does not. And you can try to call me out on this.
You've asked me to take a look at the last trustee meeting. I am working on, so I have some kind of a answer for the board and for you, our next trustee meeting, in regards to the accruals and how we go forward with them. So I am working on that. I had quite a few phone calls today that I called different people. So next trustee meeting, I should have some kind of a answer in regards to how we go forward from this matter.
Well, we're going to have the same issues next payroll if we wait till the next
quarter. The accruals won't be done by then. I can tell you that for right now.
You're going to keep kicking it down the road?
No, Angela, we're not going to kick it down the road. But there's things that we have to, as a board and fiscal officer, have to sit down and decide.
But you have this one right here who wants to just keep kicking it at me.
I'm not kicking it. I'm saying what's clearly stated in the handbook.
It doesn't state that in the handbook.
Actually, Angela, it does on page 19. But
first of all,
that's all part of what I'll bring up at next trustee meeting.
Can I just explain something to you? I'm not governed by the handbook. I'm not an employee. You guys have to stop treating me like an employee.
Angela, like I said, I've made quite a few phone calls today. I will have something for us to sit down and discuss reasonably at the next trustee meeting.
You have to stop and think. We are all elected officials.
Correct.
And we are different branches of government.
And that's why,
I don't think you understand.
And Angela, that's why I said, some of the answers I've gotten today, I need to put everything out so we can all discuss it then at our next trustee meeting. And hopefully, most of the answers I've gotten so far, and some of them I'm still waiting on, will make this clarification as to who's responsible for what and that. And then we can go forward from there. But it'll be all four of us having to sit down and come up with somewhat of a solution to the problem and that.
You know what I was hoping, honestly, that you two would come to your senses and not cost the township legal fees. But that's obviously not going to happen, so I will just move forward on the blanket that we open legally, and this will come to a battle, because obviously our officers are going to keep suffering because of this. You two have not done anything to help this police department. You're hurting them continuously. Their department head is hurting them continuously.
Angela, let me just state this. From everybody I've talked to, it's not the department heads, it's not the trustees.
I don't know who you're talking
to. It's not the fiscal officer that is responsible for the accruals. We had a person in place that was somewhat designated to be the accrual person. And that's something I'm still trying to get all the ducks in a row in regards to that I'll have an answer for us next trustee meeting in regards to this.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Well, Angela, that's...
Mike, that person who was in place worked at the discretion of the trustees.
Angela, like I said, I've talked to several people. Let me put everything in writing so that we have it in writing so then we can discuss it, and that I still have a few more people that are supposed to get back to me.
Okay, so let's move past the accruals real quick, okay? Because nothing that happened since you guys handed me this folder on Thursday that you signed off with the asterisks, nothing had anything to do with accruals, okay?
Correct.
Nothing that's holding up the payroll tonight for the four officers not getting paid had anything to do with accruals. These were all errors.
And a couple of these didn't have anything to do with holding up paychecks either.
Yes, it did.
Because we stated in our paychecks policy that we passed at the purchasing policy, same date, that paychecks supersedes everything in regards to the pay for the hours worked. So if they put something wrong a little bit on these sheets, that has nothing to do with what paycheck states.
No, you can't have two records that don't match. You can't have two records that have different days, different times.
Angela, this record doesn't make anything. This has nothing to do with paychecks.
Okay. Listen, legally, I cannot release a payroll that it does not have correct documentation. That will come back on me legally, and it actually will come back on the three of you. I'm actually protecting the three of you.
The whole reason that we were doing two sheets right off the bat is because we knew paychecks wasn't going to be correct with the accruals and everything else.
Well, it wasn't even in the accruals.
Right.
But, the third sheet that the officers turned in was the written as that I worked this time to this time. She kicked those back because she said they were wrong. That had nothing to do with paychecks. Paychecks is ultimately the ultimate...
No, because do you know what happens? When an officer now works overtime... But they don't, or a road and bridge department works road overtime, but they don't want to take it as overtime. They want to take it as comp time. I can't remove it from their time and attendance card because we don't want to be removing punches. So I have to send it over to payroll, and then I have to remove it as overtime, go into comp time, and then put it in as comp time. So you two don't know what you're talking about. So yes, it does matter. You don't understand what you're talking about. You don't understand the intricacies of this. I'm telling you.
So when it's up and running 100%.
It will work. Then it will work.
That's what I'm saying.
Right now it is not.
The hours worked are correct. What should be along with it is comp and time to they want to take as comp time or anything like that on a separate sheet. All this other stuff that's on here is making it very confusing.
Well, I understand that, which is why I have been begging for you guys to get these accruals done correctly. I understand it's confusing. Do you think I wanted three versions of timesheets? Listen, I was in the emergency room Friday. I do think I wanted to have to cancel my weekend and have to work on this. I was up till 5:03 in the morning doing this last night. Do you really think I wanted that? Do you?
No, I don't.
I hate it.
But I think we need to work together to figure this out.
I have tried to work with
you
guys.
No, you point the fingers at the police chief every time. And
it is it's his responsibility.
It's not his responsibility.
There's nowhere in his job description. There's nowhere in our handbook. There is nothing written that says it's his job. The only thing I found written was in our handbook, and it could be wrong.
Really? Because I have his job description.
And it says he's in charge of accruals?
Payroll. And payroll includes accruals.
Your title in the Ohio Revised Code says it's your job to submit payroll.
No, my job says payroll processing, putting in the numbers.
She is in charge of paying the bills. Now, the way I understand it with the police department is the police officer who works the thing, he is in charge of his own sheet, looking it over, making sure that it's correct before he turns it in, and he signs it.
Yeah, but boss, what I'm saying, Chuck, is...
Hold on. His boss is next. He double checks it, and he signs off on it to give it to us to look. Now, unless we have the schedules, and we have to go there and cross-reference everything, which I don't think we should have to do. We should be able to trust our department head to do that, you know... It should be pretty simple. If they don't match, that's where the red flags come in.
And she keeps saying this one here does. Before Celia used to do it, she used to keep all that straight. She left, and she
so
was.
Did so did Arbogast. Celia just double checked.
She was
does,
assistant fiscal officer, and this is where my thought process is.
Hold on, she was. You keep saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know where her duties as assistant fiscal officer began
that
and
could be true.
You don't know where her duties as
right.
Township
and
secretary
I will agree with you on that. That was one of the things that's so
the reason I keep going back to that is because then that gap happened because she left, and all it says in the handbook that I found was, and it says it in the handbook. I it could be wrong, and you could say it's not my job. I don't know, but it says in the handbook that it's your job.
But you guys can't assign me duties.
I didn't. This has been for. I don't know how many handbooks. I went back to the last handbook.
But it doesn't matter that you guys...
But the assumption was that it was your duty.
But it doesn't... You guys can't... What I'm trying to say is the board can't assume... just like I can't turn around and say, Mark, I'm giving you a duty.
Right. But you did. You gave me those accruals. You gave Chief the accruals. And
it's not
his job, according to our handbook.
No, according to the job description that you gave him that you put out on the ad when you advertised for chief of police, it was his job. And then you, as the police commissioner for the last 2 years, were in charge of making sure he did his job.
We'll have to wait and see what Google says. Because, I mean, like I said, I'm not saying that it's not wrong in the handbook. I'm not saying any of that. We need to come to a conclusion, but the pointing fingers back and forth and you telling him... You know, that it is his job, and where it's not written anywhere, I would argue that all day.
Well, you put it in the ad for police chief. I don't understand.
In his job description.
Just kidding.
In his job description for the township.
But in the physical job description for the township, it doesn't say.
So what do you want him doing?
Run the police department.
Well, we also asked Denny the same thing, who does all their accruals and comp time.
So
Denny's that's what
I'm right. Can I ask you why it's Denny's job but not his job?
Didn't say it was.
I mean, then we should give Denny a huge raise, and I don't understand. This is, I mean, you guys, I feel like there's just no common sense being used here right now. And if everybody doesn't see this at this point.
The point being, Angela, if you're saying you're not to blame, and it's clear that it doesn't state anywhere that the police chief is to blame or has any responsibility here, we have to figure out who does and get it done.
And clearly, you guys aren't to blame. Right?
No, Angela, I think he's saying... Like I said, I will have something at the next meeting that we can all sit down and discuss and then go from there. Hopefully that makes it all sense to everyone going forward so we can get these accruals taken care of, get them in, and go forward from there.
I don't feel like that's acceptable. But I mean, you guys, this thing, what I have found is this board does whatever this board wants. And no matter how much I try to fight it, and no much how much I have tried nicely, I have tried arguing, I've tried mean, I've tried everything. I've tried literally begging
to interject
in meetings.
Because you call out the police chief and want him disciplined. It's not your job to discipline the police chief. It's our job. And because I have no concrete proof saying it's his responsibility anywhere. How would I discipline him?
So can I ask you something? Do you think it's wrong that I want the police chief disciplined?
Yes, 100%.
Really?
Yes.
So the police chief, it's okay for him to sit there and tell me he won't budget properly because he's a woman-hating misogynist.
I have never heard that.
What?
Angela? I've never heard that.
You were sitting back in the room with the budget.
You asked me about that, and I said, Angela, that doesn't sound familiar because I don't even know what that word means.
Yes, you sat there. And then you said, oh, I didn't know what it meant.
I didn't hear him say that.
You said that you can be bitchy sometimes.
Angela, we're out of order right now.
No, she was out of order.
Angela, it's being investigated.
I asked you guys to, that was over a year ago.
Angela?
And you did nothing.
It's being investigated.
For over a year?
Angela?
It takes a year to investigate that?
Angela?
And you're talking to me about employee handbooks?
Could you carry on, Mike? Have we approved payroll?
We get the motion and all that. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Anything else in front of the board tonight?
We can't cover anything else because it's a special meeting for payroll.
Yep.
So what are you going to do about the people who didn't get paid? You want to make a wait until the next
I time? Have the stuff right here for you, Angela.
Yeah, but I mean, what would you like to do about them? You're going to have to have a meeting.
Can you process it? Let me know when they're done and we will make a special meeting. Or if we have to have an emergency meeting, we'll have an emergency meeting.
Yes, I will.
All right, then this time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township special meeting.
So you're not having any public comment?
No, because we advertised a special meeting without any public comment.
Second.
Just for approval. Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 6:30 p.m.
Make off with this in there.